Count my blessings, Seth Schluter on WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. We say good morning to Jason Kantz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Counting my blessings, that takes me back to White Christmas, right? It was instead of counting sheep, I count my blessings, one of the songs.
Right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That was a good song in that show.
Good.
Many good songs in that show, but that was a good idea. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, I don't know, I'm always thinking of what do we talk about for these few minutes before we turn to the Gospel of Mark? And so somewhere in the middle of the night, I don't know, my mind got rolling over to listening and the importance of listening, the challenge of it. A favorite verse of mine, James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. My wedding advice for every couple, but especially the guys. And I got thinking about, you know, I wanted to talk to you because you're a really good listener and listening's a big part of your job, isn't it?
Listening is definitely a big part of my job. Trying to pay attention to people's stories as they tell them. The whole notion of active listening, I think, is really important. Yeah, I was thinking about that actually earlier this week. It's funny that you bring that up. And, you know, you get to the end of a day working with several clients and it can take a lot of energy to sit and really want to be present and pay attention to what people are saying. But I think it's a gift to people, whether professionally or personally, to give them our ears.
Yeah. I mean, this may be more than a one-day topic, but I mean, just the idea, like, and there's challenges, like if you're somebody who feels passionate about communicating, then... It's that whole, like, I don't know, offense and defense. I mean, say when you're talking that you're on the offense, but when you're listening, you know, you to receive from that other person, and that is got to be an intentional thing.
For sure. You know, and I think looking around at the world today, and this is maybe part of where the topic is bigger, but we sure see a lot of people talking and many fewer people listening to those who think and believe differently than they do.
Yeah. No, it's just on so many levels. I mean, in marriage, in a family, certainly broadening it out on in the culture, even in terms of social media, you know, just like, all sorts of ways. But what do you, like, I don't know, back and forth, like, to me, you're a good listener. I can think of our Saturday morning breakfasts, and we have great and fun and deep and meaningful conversations. And, we invite the listeners around the breakfast table. They generally don't show up, but, you know, we invite them. And so, but what do you do, like, situations, and maybe this is to be the answer tomorrow, but I mean, like, I find you very fascinating, but maybe not everyone's as fascinating. And so, you know, being...
Yeah. Yeah, that's a challenge. I don't have a quick answer for that one. I do think it is, there's a respect piece to giving ear to people. I think it's also okay to, move on in conversation when things go that direction. And I don't know where that boundary is to find that place, but.
All right. Tell you what, tomorrow we'll pick it up and we will deal with empathetic listening. Okay. Or whatever Stephen Covey writes about in Seven Habits. But let's go to, which I think our friend Perry Polnasek's very good, right? At that empathetic listening. So. All right. You still there? Did we lose Jason? That's weird. He just kind of like bottomed out. Okay. We had some scripture to get to. I didn't hang up on him. I really didn't. Enjoy the music here for a second. Well, that was weird. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I don't know. We weren't getting you, though. We weren't getting you audio-wise. All right.
Yeah, I could hear you all the time, so I don't know what was going on there.
I don't know either. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Mark chapter 5 today, 30 to 34.
All right. It says, Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone up from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at the crowd pressing around you.
All right, I tell you what. Yeah, you're very garbled here. So I'm just gonna. We will read the Mark 5:30 to 34 in the devotional commentary. Maybe we'll get the scripture tomorrow. It goes like this. From Letters to the Beloved, he turned and looked, perceiving that power had left him, asking, "Who touched me?" In chapter 8 of his gospel account, Luke shared that his disciples teased him because so many people surrounded him. This frightened woman knelt before my son, whispering, "I did, sir." She shared her whole story as he listened attentively. He looked her straight in the eyes and kindly said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You are healed." I love that my son called her daughter. Everyone is welcome in my family. So, are you still there? Oh, it's one of those days here. Yeah, on WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show. It's Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Continuing on Tuesday trivia, we kind of swung and missed yesterday.
So 715-723-2555 is the number to call. The question is this, and we'll give you some of the incorrect answers, but the question is this. The average adult used to buy about 15 of these per year. The average adult used to buy 15 of what annually? 715-723-2555. We're calling it the Girl Power prize pack, Calvo, that we have to give away.
Yeah, they're great, actually. You got the Tasha Layton, her latest CD, How Far. Some great tunes on there, 10 of them. We heard from Tasha, the song Never earlier this morning. How about Ellie Holcomb's Stronger Orange Headband? And you've got the Just Like Jesus Yvette Luna bracelets.
So, yeah, lots of prizes. You win all of that if you get this correct. Again, the average adult used to buy about 15 of what annually? 15 of these per year. Here are some incorrect answers from yesterday. It's not deodorant sticks, not VHS movies, not light bulbs, not greeting cards, not pairs of pants, not CDs, haircuts, jars of peanut butter, packs of gum, or magazines. It's not postage stamps, pens, car washes, movie tickets, books, bars of soap, or candy bars. You friends just have to determine what it is. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. As we had someone who wanted to be the first bold one through the gate, and then they thought, oh, maybe they heard the answer they were going to guess.
We certainly need a leader. We need a brave, courageous front runner.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday here on WWIB?
Good morning. This is Tammy from Durand.
All right, hey, Tammy. We didn't hear from Durand yesterday. Good to hear from you, Tammy. What do you think?
Yeah. Is it a paper map or an atlas?
Oh, sure. You could throw gazetteer or something in there as well, too. I think we used to get those from our insurance agent. The average adult used to buy 15 maps per year. No, Tammy, thank
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, Tammy.
Call us back, 715-723-2555. Thank you, Tammy, for being the first one. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Karen from Anonymous.
Hey, Taryn, what do you think?
Batteries.
15 batteries per year. Taryn, are you right? You're not, but you're my buddy. So
yeah.
You're my friend, Taryn.
Sorry,
so I'm not
Taryn.
Gonna buzz you. You call us back, okay, honey? 715-723-2555.
You got to meet her at a parking lot picnic.
Yeah, had a great time meeting Taryn, one of our parking lot picnics. Now, I do believe she was 4 then and 5 now.
I think
that's right, Taryn. I think she's the same age as my little Nora. So,
Good
morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy again from Durand.
All right,
hey,
Tammy.
What do you think?
Is it an actual book?
An actual book? That was guessed yesterday, so you can have a bonus guess.
Okay. Is it notebooks?
Notebooks. Did the average adult used to buy 15 notebooks per year, Tammy?
That's a good guess.
It's not, but good guess, Tammy. Good work. 715-723-2555. Got time for a couple more guesses here, maybe 3 more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Caleb. It's Beth Steach.
Hey, Beth. What do you think?
How about a prepaid phone card?
Oh, man, and you think about that actually a lot of times this time of year for folks who have a loved one overseas or military member, things like that, the prepaid phone cards. I think I remember buying those from Sprint or something like that back in the day. Is it prepaid phone cards, Beth?
Sorry.
It's not, but good guess. Good guess. Well thought out. 715-723-2555.
Ran into Beth and her husband, Nathan. We were out for a Friday fish fry some weeks ago.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tammy from Durand again.
Tammy, you got through. Maybe the third time's the charm, my friend. The average adult used to buy about 15 of what per year? What, Tammy?
Is it postcards?
Is it postcards? Another, wish you were here.
Another great guest this morning.
Name of a great Odyssey album. It is it our answer? It is not. Thank you, Tammy. All right, one guest here before we push this off. 20 minutes. So let's go to this line. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From La Crosse.
What was your name?
Valerie.
Valerie, hi.
All right, we haven't heard from La Crosse yet. Shout out to the Cooley region. Valerie, what do you think?
Is it Pairs of Shoes?
Is it Pairs of Shoes? Halvo?
That's not it.
It's not. Good to hear from La Crosse. Valerie, yeah, be listening in 20 minutes. We'll give you another shot at this.
We got to give them a hint next time.
I think we will indeed give you all a hint.
We're going to give it another try here on Win It Wednesday, the second try today after three tries yesterday for a question that I got to say, Caleb, I didn't think it was going to take this long.
Yeah, but it has, and we're wondering, have we stumped you for another segment here, or is someone going to walk away with that Girl Power prize pack? 715-723-2555. I've got some incorrect answers from yesterday. Havel's got some incorrect answers from today. We will read them for you, but we are giving you a clue. That one of these answers, between yesterday and today's incorrect answers, one of these answers was actually quite close.
Yeah, very, very close.
Around what we're looking for. So, the question is this. The average adult used to buy about 15 of these annually. About 15 of what per year? Here's the incorrect answers. It's not deodorant sticks. It's not VHS movies. It's not light bulbs, greeting cards, or pairs of pants. It's not CDs, haircuts, jars of peanut butter, or packs of gum. It's not magazines, postage stamps, pens, car washes, movie tickets, books, bars of soap, or candy bars.
It is also not a paper map, batteries, notebooks, prepaid phone cards, postcards, or pairs of shoes.
And again, one of those answers was quite close. 715-723-2555. The average adult used to buy about 15 of what? Annually. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Tammy from Rice Lake.
Hey, Tammy from Rice Lake, what do you think?
Christmas cards.
Christmas cards.
Well, that's a great guess, right, Caleb? Because so many people used to send them, but nowhere near as much these days, though it still happens.
Tammy from Rice Lake, my hometown. Is it Christmas cards?
Not.
It is not. Thank you. Call us back, Tammy. 715-723-2555. 723-2555.
Any guys out there? We've heard from just ladies. Listen, I would love, if I won this prize package, I'd have three gifts for my daughters. I'd have my daughters covered.
There you go. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Matt from Baronet.
Hey, Matt.
All right. There we go. Baronet. We haven't heard from Baronet yet. Matt, you're on the air. What do you think?
Pairs of socks.
Pairs of socks. 15 pairs of socks per year. Halvo?
No, sorry.
No, it's not. Thank you, Matt. Call us back, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hey, it's Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike. What do you think?
Is it DVD movies?
Is it DVD movies? Did the average adult used to buy 15 DVDs per year? Mike? You're absolutely correct.
Way to go, Mike.
Wait. What gave it away for you this morning, Mike?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What gave it away to you?
Well, you said it was close, and I heard VHS movies and thought maybe DVD.
That was the one.
We were wondering if somebody would be able to pick that out of the lineup there. Great job. And yes, we have a Girl Power prize pack for you waiting here at the studios. Mike, congratulations.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Yes, the average adult used to buy about 15 DVDs per year. And this was about 20 years ago that this data came from, about 15 DVDs per year. Two decades ago, now the average adult buys about one DVD.
Yeah, there you go.
It's changed a lot.
The WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning on this Wednesday. You know, Caleb, more than half of our bodies are water, and everything that happens inside of us depends on it.
This is really fascinating, digging and delving into this a little bit, too. Again, just the wonder of the creator. Uh-huh. So when you look at water, without water, the body rapidly starts to malfunction, and the effects are noticeable when just 2% of total body water is lost.
In fact, if the amount drops to over 15%, it can be fatal.
So let's dive in, pun intended there. In the brain, water in the central nervous system acts as a shock absorber, protecting the brain and spinal cord from damage. 70% or more of our brain is water.
Huh. Defense. Water is used to produce tears, saliva, and mucus, helping to protect our bodies from infections and irritants.
In our blood, water in the blood acts as a carrier, transporting red and white blood cells, gases, and nutrients around the body. 50% of our blood is water.
I want to go get a drink of water.
Right?
Kidneys. The kidneys use water to wash away waste products like excess salt and urea.
Digestive system. Water helps to keep food moving through the digestive system, allowing enzymes to access the nutrients inside.
How about for your skin? Water helps to regulate body temp by carrying excess heat away from the skin as it evaporates.
And finally, in our bones, bones might look dry, but they are around 25% water by weight, helping nutrients to reach the living cells inside.
This is very timely. I heard on Compassion Radio, which preceded our program this morning, as it does each weekday, they're talking about Gaza and trying to get help there, humanitarian aid, and they talked about the lack of water. And if kids go without it for 3 days, it could be fatal.
Again, just so vital, as we mentioned here. And, maybe opening your eyes a little bit as it did ours, just how much water is part of the body. Maybe there's a reason why we have so many songs about water here at WWIB.
Well, it is that time of year. I don't know about you, Caleb, but our family is going to have, some of us in our family are going to have three different Thanksgivings. So one with my wife's side of the family this Saturday, then actual Thanksgiving Day, my sister Jenny's, the day after Black Friday at my sister Julie's, where she's hosting like close to 34 from our family. So you're going to be around the holiday table. So we're going to get you ready here with the fine art of small talk.
This is from author Deborah Fine, and she provides her top icebreakers that everyone can use to, again, turn those Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's get-togethers into opportunities for sharing, caring, and warmth, which is important.
Before we even start, because these are all questions, again, I try to tell my kids great advice from Dale Carnegie on how to win friends and influence people. Everybody's favorite subject is themselves. When you get in these settings, ask questions.
And then get out of the way and listen.
Exactly. And they may or may not come back to you. And again, it's a kind of a 50-50 thing. But anyhow, be curious. So first of all, she says, what is your connection to the host or hostess or organization?
Sure. How about this one? Icebreaker question. What do you enjoy the most about this time of year, this season of the year? Sure.
Yeah. Maybe you could ask, hey, bring me up to date about your life, your work, your family since the last time we got together, or maybe you never met before.
Can I just say some of these could be good things at church, too, because what do we say so often at church? How are you? And what is it? And this is one of those cardinal things that we learn about, again, interviewing people. Don't ask a yes or no question.
Yeah,
how
right.
are you? Fine. Great. Ask something open-ended.
Yeah.
How about this? Tell me about your plans for the holidays.
Yeah, that's right. Or describe your favorite holiday tradition. What's your favorite holiday tradition? Yeah.
Holiday icebreakers, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. What challenges do you encounter at this time of year? That can be a deep question, but again, you're trying to show care and love and warmth.
How about, tell me about a special gift you've given or received. That, again, that's not going to be your first question, but you can kind of work toward
that. Some of these build to
right.
it. But hey, what's your favorite holiday and why?
Or maybe tell me about some plans you have for the upcoming year. Again, a lot of open-endedness with
this. Yeah, I like all of these. And again, I thought of this song from Mercy Me. It's called Word of God Speak. And not only do we want the Word of God to speak to us, we want it to speak through us.